If you're building your optimal financial world, you'll want to consider a stress test for your money. What is a financial stress test? Who needs it? And why is it important? Those are questions for Russ Allen Prince, who's back for part four of his five-part discussion with Vince on this edition of Your Money Manual. And now from Scottsdale, Arizona, here's your host, the CEO of Wealth Strategies Advisory Group and the Household Endowment Model, Vince Annable.
Welcome to Your Money Manual, the educational show we have designed around the fact that when it comes to investing, we're quite confident your money came with no instructions on how to do so. So we're here to help. Our goal is to provide you with some valuable information from financial experts to help you make smart decisions about your money and hopefully build an amazing life of significance. So today, we're going to talk about stress tests. Now, this isn't the one that your doctor is going to order for you, and it's not just for you, but primarily for your finances, your wealth, to determine where you are, what's going on, do you have any holes in your boat, etc. This is all part of our VFO, our virtual family office model, and the stress test helps us to determine what types of strategies, what types of solutions, what types of holes you may have in your boat. And so today we're going to continue our five-part series to help you understand how it's possible to build your optimal financial world. We're with my good friend and one of the nation's leading authorities on the private wealth industry, Mr. Russ Allen Prince. Russ, as you know from the last three of these that we have done, is a very highly sought after consultant to the super rich, to family offices, to wealthy families looking to engage and get coaching on creating more wealth. And as you may recall, he's authored or co-authored more than 60 books for entrepreneurs, the affluent, and professional advisors to the affluent, like yours truly. So, Russ Allen Prince, welcome to Your Money Manual.
It's great to be here again, Vince.
All right, well, let's get started. We talked about a stress test. What is a stress test, and what do stress tests reveal that may not be so evident to either the advisor or the investor at first glance?
Well, let's back into this a little. A stress test is just what you're doing. You're taking something and a financial plan in this case, for example, and you're putting it under stress. In a sense, you're looking at it and saying, what if different things happened? What if changes occurred in the world? How would this work? Is it going to do what I want it to do? And that's the key question people have to think about, is what they have done, the planning, the investing, is that going to get them the results they want? And that's what a stress test is all about, identifying what they want today, not when they created this, but today, and then how do we make sure that I'm going to accomplish those goals? At the same time, one of the other things that happen when you do a stress test is the am I missing anything component. A lot of people, it turns out, great, I did this, it's not bad, it's working, but there are all these other possibilities that for whatever reason were never considered and now should be considered. So a stress test does really two things. It makes sure that you're on track to achieve your goals, and it makes sure you're not missing anything that will help you along that way.
So Russ, how common is stress testing? Are a lot of people doing it? A few people doing it? How common is it?
Well, when you think about stress testing, it is really, really common when you have hundreds of millions of dollars. It's sort of the norm. When you have this kind of money and you're dealing with a lot of advisors, and more so today, you are looking to see if this is happening the way you want it to happen. So among the very wealthy, stress testing is pretty normative. All right, now it is becoming more and more common as you move down from the super rich. And the reason for that is that people realize the value of doing this. They realize the fact that in a high number of cases, there are mistakes all over the place. And because of that, a lot more professionals, a lot more of the wealthy are getting attuned to the idea of doing a stress test, which is, as I said, just looking at what they have and making sure it accomplishes the goals they have today. Because one of the big problems that people say, well, I did an estate plan, for example. That's great. My mother did an estate plan. I recently had her redo it. It has something to do with the fact that my guardian died about 10 years ago. There's a lot of mistakes or a lot of people haven't been up to date, whatever the reason. We want to make sure everything's going to work just the way they want it to. And that means we have to stay current. And stress tests is a way to make sure everything you're doing is current. So while the very rich are doing it today, it is becoming more and more common. It is finding more and more possibilities and opportunities for people. And therefore, I presume and conclude that it's going to become pretty much what most high quality advisors deliver to their clients, or one of the services they will deliver, that is.
Well, I certainly know it's becoming common in our practice. So what are the different types of financial and legal stress testing?
Right. We can break up stress testing into two buckets, two basic buckets. One we'll call comprehensive and one we'll call focused. Comprehensive stress testing is when we take a look, or somebody like Vince is going to take a look at everything you're doing. I mean everything, from property casualty insurance to life insurance to the estate plan to the asset protection planning to succession planning to the investments, everything. Now, an advantage of comprehensive stress testing is that you're able to find the holes and the interconnections, right? The only downside, it's time consuming. It is potentially, you know, it can be costly depending on what it is you're doing and how involved it is. So those are the downsides. The upside, as I said, is that you get this whole view and you're able to really address everything. Comprehensive. The other bucket is what we call focused stress testing. Focused stress testing is where you're looking at one particular thing, such as when I sat down with my mother, as I said, and we did the estate plan. That's focused. All we're looking at is what she's doing with her estate. We're making sure that it's going to the people she wants, which turns out not to be me, but going to the people she wants. And we're making sure that she's happy with the way it's all set up. That's focused. So you have these two different ways of doing it. Focused stress testing is faster. It's more specific. And it addresses the issue at the moment. Comprehensive is everything. Now, what sometimes happens and what commonly happens, and Vince can sort of reinforce this, is that you do focused stress testing. And as you start doing that, you start looking at one thing and then you look at the next thing. So first we look at the estate plan, then we might look at the investments. So you're sort of going down this list. It takes longer, it's more incremental, but it's much easier and it's much simpler than doing everything at once. But those are the two buckets, comprehensive and focused.
Well, I know that there has been a big demand this year for focused stress testing on individual financial investment portfolios, that's for sure. And then that winds up leading to something else, just as you stated. So besides financial and legal matters, what else are people stress testing, Russ?
Well, when it comes to stress testing, you can stress test anything in concept. And the very rich are actually stress testing a lot of things. Now, again, these things are not necessarily common for everyone, but the very wealthy are looking at everything they're doing more than ever before. And this crisis has prompted them to be much more attentive to that. So one example that I've dealt with is a family that is very concerned about kidnapping, right? An international family is concerned, many cases justifiably, that somebody is going to take one of their kids and hold them for ransom, right? Now, Stress testing does not mean we're going to try to take the kid and see if it works and see if the bodyguard shoot us. We're not going that route.
Okay, good.
Right. That would be, yeah, that doesn't work real well. On the other hand, what we do is you are monitoring what they're doing to protect the kids, and you're trying to identify with the right experts, are there any holes in that operation? So we're not physically going in and going to go, let's grab the kid and see if we can pull him off the, no, it's not like that. But it is really following these people, do they know they're being followed, and identifying potential weaknesses. So you're stress testing the protection plan you've put in place. You can stress test the medical concierge work that you have put in place. Are the physicians able to deliver what they want? Is it going to work in this environment? Again, the environment has changed from months ago. So is it plan going to work as desired? So in principle, everything could be stress tests. Everything can be looked at and critically evaluated to see, is it going to deliver the results you want? Or now you're missing anything? And that's what stress testing is about. And it's going to be much more extensive as we go forward. First, the financial and legal that we're doing today for most people. I mean, as I said, Vince is doing a lot of stress testing on investment portfolios, on financial plans, because this environment has shown that many people are just not prepared. Many people don't understand that they are not ready to deal with some of these issues. And now they're running into that wall and finding it out. Well, we want to fix that as fast as possible. Going into the future, I expect to see stress testing being applied everywhere. So it's becoming, as we said, normative. It's going to be what everybody is doing to make sure everything is going well for them.
Thanks for that, Russ. I'll give you a great example. Oh, by the way, we did a stress test for an individual the other day who had paid $650,000 in taxes. And at the completion of our stress test, we determined that had they utilized our solutions, they would have paid only $270,000 in taxes. So another example of an area for stress testing is taxes, because there's such a big difference between tax planners and tax preparers. So Russ, how often should a person take or retake a stress test?
That's an interesting question, Vince, because once you do this, let's say you did a comprehensive stress test, so as many of the wealthiest families are doing, they're not going to stress test again the same way. They're not going to do another comprehensive one. And there's a reason for that. The reason is that they're going to do this perpetually. Instead of it being one time and then we wait years and maybe do it again, it's going to be ongoing. Now, of course, that requires the professionals they're working with to be really top-notch, on top of these issues, and being very attuned to what this family is about consistently, which is not very common, to be honest with you, in, you know, across the industries. But the very wealthy are saying, okay, we did this, we found the holes, we fixed the holes, things keep changing in life. And if I have a family office, that's what that family office is going to do for me. For those people who don't have that family office, if they have a virtual family office, which we discussed a bunch of times already, Vince, if they have that virtual family office, that virtual family office is going to make sure that once I've done the stress test, once I've fixed it, once we found that, for example, in your case, once you found the situation where you saved them all that money on taxes, well, we're going to make sure that going forward, every legitimate way to mitigate taxes is always in use. So they don't need to stress test again. They just have to make sure that they're working with top-notch professionals. So to answer your question, once you do this, once you have it all in place, if you're working with the best, you don't need to do it again, because they're going to keep you up to speed and make sure that everything is going the way you want. On the other hand, if you're not, and you're doing this piecemeal and you're doing this in a disjointed manner, you'll probably need to do it in the near future, because you're putting it together and it's going to be a mess again and you just don't know it. The key to stress testing is that if you don't know how everything is going to work for you, then you need a stress test. if you do not understand and are not confident, I mean really, really confident that this is going to get you the results you want, then you absolutely do need to do some sort of stress testing and then put those components in place and hopefully be working with someone top-notch in order to make sure that you stay on track and you get the best results possible.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we have noticed is that when doing a focused stress test, what comes out of that is usually there is not an elite team in place, if you will, to be able to look at all facets of their financial situation. And so that initial focus stress test helps reveal that we really need to help them build up that team and create one solid team that's working just for them as if it's their own family office. So let's wrap it up, Russ. I think today was a very, very interesting discussion because I think stress testing is probably one of the most important things anybody can do who is trying to grow, accumulate, and meet goals and be able to have that life of significance. So thanks so much for that. And coming up on the fifth and final segment, unless we talk them into number six, of this five-part conversation with Russ, we're going to finish our series of discussions by talking about elite wealth planning. We alluded to that a little bit in the conversation today, and also how it's different from traditional wealth management. What makes an elite wealth planner elite? So Russ, we'll cover all of that with you next time. And thanks again. I'm looking forward to our next visit.
It's a pleasure, Vince. I look forward to it as well.
And with that, I believe, Jeff, you are back in the queue.
Well, Vince, we want to encourage anyone who's considering any changes or upgrades to their wealth management strategy to take a financial stress test. As you and Russ have both discussed, ultra and super wealthy individuals with their own private family offices benefit from periodic financial stress tests. But you don't need to be ultra or super rich to take advantage of it. Simply click over to VFOAG.com and complete the short form at the bottom of the page to request your stress test. And we'll contact you to set everything up so that you can take the test in the comfort of your home or office or wherever you are, absolutely free of charge. You'll also get immediate access to the free white paper entitled Your Optimal Financial World. And as a special bonus, you'll also receive access to the digital flipbook on virtual family offices by Russ Allen Prince and John Bowen Jr., also titled Your Optimal Financial World. Again, for your free financial stress test and instant access to both our white paper and the book, Your Optimal Financial World, with our compliments, visit VFOAG.com. Your Money Manual is brought to you by Wealth Strategies Advisory Group and is now available on video. We invite you to subscribe to our Wealth Strategies Advisory Group channel on YouTube so that you'll be alerted whenever a new episode is posted. You can also listen to our audio podcast on all of the popular services, including Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and Apple Podcasts, available on iTunes, where we would appreciate your rating and review. See you next time. This program has been presented for the education of our listeners only and is not intended as investment advice, nor is it intended as a solicitation of investment products or services of any kind. We encourage you to seek the advice of a licensed professional financial advisor before making any investment decisions.